Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne. In addition to the music of an individual year, we sometimes focus on a special theme. This is one of those shows.
Roses are red, my love. Maybe violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, love. Yeah, baby, just like you. Oh, yeah, 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 baby, just like you. Oh, yeah, 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 baby, just like you. The sun is shining, yeah, stars are bright, yeah, everything's fine now, yeah, baby, everything's right. Oh, yeah, 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 baby, everything's right. Oh, yeah, 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 baby, everything's right. So stand by me, and our love will grow stronger. Stand by me where you belong, and the roses will be red, my love. Yeah, baby, violets will be blue. Yeah, sugar will be sweet, love. Yeah, baby, just like you. Oh, yeah, 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 baby, just like you. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Our fragrant hour in the flower shop begins with "Roses Are Red, My Love." Probably for lack of being able to come up with something better, they named this group the You Know Who Group. The truth is, they were just a New York studio group who did a really good job sounding like a British band. And it fit in quite well with the British invasion because it came out in November of 1964. And with this being the class of flower songs, I can tell you most of the flower songs are about roses, like the one we just heard. And in keeping with that theme, here's Vic Dana from early 1965, and he knows exactly what he wants.
I want some red roses for a blue lady. Mr. Florist, take my order, please. We had a silly quarrel the other day. I hope these pretty flowers chase her blues away. I want some red roses for a blue lady. Send them to the sweetest gal in town. And if they do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown. Silly quarrel the other day. I hope these pretty flowers chase her blues away. I want some red roses for a blue lady. if they do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown. Your best white orchid for her wedding gown.
Yeah, I think those roses are going to do the trick. She will be a blue lady no longer. Vic Dana was one of two fellas to have a hit with that song. The other was Wayne Newton. And this is me, Jerry Osborne, the happy horticulturist on KPTZ. And although most songs refer to roses as being red, they also come in other colors. Case in point, Jackie DeShannon's hit from 1963 is about little yellow roses.
The wind in my hair and the sun in my eyes, this is the life that I have chose. I must keep running until I fold. I can't live with the lies that some people have told. Send my mother a lock of my hair. Send my father the ribbons he gave me. Tell them I ain't here to say fare thee well. But I can't live with the lies that some people tell. Why can't the world be like little yellow roses? Lies they don't know, truth only they grow. I've always believed all men are equal, whatever color, religion, or land. I can't stand still and watch it destroyed, so I'll keep running till it's forever banned. Send my mother a lock of my hair. Send my father the ribbons he gave me. Tell them I hate it to say very well. But I can't live with the lies some people tell. Why can't the world be like little yellow roses? Lies they don't know, truth only they grow.
Along with playing some of the greatest music of all time, I always like to make our shows informative and even educational at times. And today's lesson is An Orchid is a Flower. We learned that in 1974 from Mickey Gilley.
The orchid is a flower that blooms so tenderly to thrill the fairest lady of the land. If placed beside a blushing rose, the rose would not compare. But how are such as I to understand? I overlook an orchid while searching for a rose. The orchid that I overlooked was you. The rose that I was searching for has proved to be untrue. The orchid that I found, my dear, was you. The rose has lost its color, but the orchid stays the same. I'm along the face these lonely years. I didn't see the orchid. I was searching for a rose. And now I pay the price with bitter tears.
an orchid while searching for a rose. The orchid that I overlooked was you. The rose that I was searching for has proved to be untrue. The orchid that I found, my dear, was you. The orchid that I found, my dear, was you.
Mickey Gilley and I Overlooked an Orchid Because I Was Foolishly Seeking a Rose. Next, from the summer of 1959, it's Johnny Maestro and the Crests and Flower of Love. Now that would be one you would want to nurture.
I'm always picking petals from the flower of love to see if she loves me or she loves me not. I wonder what's to be today. But then tomorrow we'll break up again. She can't make up her mind. Will I find the answer? Picking petals from the flower of love. I wonder, wonder why she's such a honey at first. Then she'll act so funny, it hurts. She changes all the time. Will I find the answer? Picking petals from the flower of love. She loves me. She loves me not.
Thank you.
summer of 67, also known as the Summer of Love, and a real classic from Scott McKenzie. If you're going to San Francisco, wear flowers in your hair. And as one who lived in San Francisco that very summer, a lot of young people took Mr. McKenzie's advice. And now the J.O. Show returns to the summer of 1960, when former Miss America Anita Bryant had a top five hit nationally with Paper Roses, the kind that don't need watering.
Deceived me with tender looks that I mistook for love. So take away the flowers that you gave me and send the kind that you remind me.
Beautiful Anita Bryant and Paper Roses, a song that Maria Osmond would revive one decade later. Off we go now to 1965 and the first ever hit for the Statler Brothers. It's Flowers on the Wall.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and have it quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go. I know I look a fright. anyway. My eyes are not accustomed to this life, and my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Sometimes when you work on the fly, you end up with some things you don't expect, such as following paper roses with wallpaper roses. However, I am confident that there is no quirky connection on either side of Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Told magnificently by the Kingston Trio.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone for soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
The very talented Kingston Trio, the top folk group of all time, and from early 1962, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? And this is Jerry Osborne with a big hey, howdy, hey, and a big thank you for joining us with the Class of Flower Songs. And here's a top 10 hit from 1956 by George Hamilton IV, and how, on a very limited budget, that would help him patch up a quarrel with his girlfriend for what I would estimate would be 5 cents. And it could be done with a rose and a baby Ruth.
We had a quarrel, a teenage quarrel. Now I'm as blue as I know how to be. I can't call you on the phone. I can't even see you at your home. So I'm sending you this present just to prove that I'm telling the truth. Dear, I believe you won't laugh when you receive this rose and a baby Ruth. I could have sent you an orchid of some kind, but that's all I had in my genes at the time. But when we grow up, someday I'll show up just to prove I was telling the truth. I'll kiss you too, then I'll to you this rose and a baby room.
Do 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 do. Which means, look a here, honey, I brought you a rose and a baby Ruth. Does that make everything copacetic? For our next floral arrangement, we go to early 1965 and Roses and Rainbows by Danny Hutton, who would, a decade later, join Corey and Chuck and create the hugely successful band Three Dog Night. But here's Danny when he was just a puppy.
If I were a king, I'd give up everything just to have you near me, 'cause roses and rainbows are you. The sky is always blue whenever I'm with you. I think I just love you, 'cause roses and rainbows are you. I love the way you hold my hand, the way you understand, the way you make me feel like I'm your man. Way up in the sky, I think I see why the birds do all their singing, 'cause roses and rainbows are you. Roses and rainbows are you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I am so pleased to be welcoming back to our show the only person in the entire world that I personally know who has the same birthday as I do. And so, pretty lady, tell them who you are and why you're here.
Hi, this is Dina Martin, and you are listening to KPTZ in Port Townsend with the handsome Jerry Osborne.
I always did say you had great taste.
So he's going to play a song of my dad, the King of Cool, Mr. Dean Martin. And so why don't we hear a song from him right now?
I'm sending you a bouquet of roses.
I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. And as the door of love between us closes, tears will fall like petals when we part.
Tears will fall when
I beg you to be different, but you'll always be untrue. I'm tired of forgiving, now there's nothing left to do. So I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. Should hate you after all you've put me through, but how can I be bitter when I'm still in love with you? So I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. One for every time you broke my heart.
From 1966, that's the great Dino, and he's sending you a big bouquet of roses. And a big thank you goes out to his darling daughter, Dina, for joining us on the show today. Now, off we go to 1957 for Patsy Cline, who at the time was in a quandary. Do I go with the poor man's roses or the rich man's gold?
I must make up my mind today what to have. One's as wealthy as a king in a palace, though he's callous and cold. He may learn to give his heart for love instead of buying it with gold. The hand that brings the rose tonight is the hand I will hold. For the rose of love means more to me, more than any rich man's gold.
Poor man's roses and the thrill when I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew,
I knew
she could make me happy.
Happy.
She could make me
happy.
Flowers in her hair. Simply caught my eye.
I love the flower.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
I knew I had to say hello.
Hello, hello.
She smiled up at me.
Hello,
then she took my hand. Sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Where did she go?
All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But
I knew
she had made me happy.
Happy, happy. She had made me happy.
Flowers in her hair.
I love the flower girl, flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere, along with the rain, the park, and other things, all by the Cowsills from 1967, the very same year as when Johnny Mathis gave us Misty Roses. On KPTZ for your listening and dancing pleasure.
Like misty roses, too soft to touch, but too lovely to leave alone. If I could be like misty roses, I'd love you much. You're too lovely to leave alone. Misty roses, I'd love you much. You're too lovely. Flowers often cry, but too late to find that their beauty has been lost with their peace of mind. You look to me like love forever, too good to last, but too lovely not to try.
forget the past. You're too lovely not to try.
The unmistakable vocal of Johnny Mathis and Misty Roses, from the same singer who several years earlier gave the world the best version ever of Misty. And this is Jerry wondering how many of you remember in late 1963 when Jimmy Gilmer ventured out of his sugar shack and into the flowery field where he could go pick, 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 picking daisies. Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs and Daisy Petal Pickin', their follow-up to Sugar Shack, which I should point out was the number one record of all of 1963, and so that would be a tough act to follow. Exactly 10 years to the month before Daisy Petal Pickin', there was a great flower song by the Inkspots, and as usual, they put their smooth harmonies to work on "Hey There, Mr. Florist, I Have a Very Unusual Request."
"Flowers, Mr. Florist, please. Yes, you know the lady's name. Flowers, pretty flowers, please. Her address is still the same. Flowers, Mr. Florist, please. Do tell her that I still care. Send them in a hurry, please, for I know I can't be there. Forget the sweetheart roses. Now that we're apart, just include one broken rose. She'll know that it's my heart. Flowers, Mr. Florist, please. I'm sending my last bouquet. Forgive me for the tears you see, for this is her way. Mr. Florist, please. I'm sending my last bouquet. Forgive me for the tears you see, for this is her wedding day.
The title of the tune there is Flowers, Mr. Florist, Please. And with that, the Ink Spots can claim the earliest of all of our flower songs. That one came out in November of 1953. It's celebrity guest time again, and the next speaking voice you hear will be that of Paul Peterson. And not surprisingly, the next singing voice you hear will also be that of Paul Peterson. Okay, my friend, the microphone is all yours.
Okay, here we go. This is Paul Peterson, and you're listening to KPTZ, Fort Townsend.
A flawless performance indeed. Peterson from 1962 with Lollipops and Roses. And a big thank you to Paul, who's always been willing to join us on this crazy show. Now the wonderfully fragrant Class of Flower Songs takes us to 1975, where we find the great Ray Price in a very mellow mood as he sings about roses and love songs.
I've seen the way her hip turns when a big shiny car passes by. And I can't help but notice how the clothes in store windows catch her eye. And I don't quite understand what it is that's kept her here this long. When all in life that I can give her are roses and love songs. A small-time country singer can't afford satin gowns and diamond rings. But she always smiles and says she gets along quite well with
out those things. And she says that she's content just to stay here with me, right or wrong. Knowing all in life that I can give her are roses and love songs. Roses and love songs. And a dream she can't see. But for her it's enough, 'cause she knows just how much it means to me. Sometimes she'll cry, but she never complains. With all the clouds in our sky, she's used to the rain. Still, she says the nicest moments she's ever known are the moments we share when I bring her roses and love songs. Roses and love songs. Roses and love songs.
This also is a great love story, but with a daisy instead of a rose.
He remembers the first time he met her. He remembers the first thing she said. He remembers the first time he held her, and the night that she came to his bed. He remembers her sweet way of singing, "Honey, has something gone wrong?" He remembers the fun and the teasing, and the reason he wrote her this song. "I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away." They would walk down the street in the evening, and for years I would see them go by. And their love that was more than the clothes that they wore could be seen in the gleam of their eye. As a kid they would take me for candy, and I loved to go tagging along. We'd hold hands while we walked to the corner, and the old man would sing her his song. "I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away." Now he walks down the street in the evening, and he stops by the old candy store, and I somehow believe he's believing. He's holding her hand like before, for he feels all her love walking with him, and he smiles at the things she might say. Then the old man walks up to the hilltop and gives her a daisy a day. "I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away."
A huge hit in 1973 for Judd Strunk and Daisy a Day. And our last flower tune comes from 1957. And we have the very wonderful Connie Francis telling the story of the faded orchid. So be sure to join us next time. And meanwhile, be good to each other.
It'll fade.
faded orchid,
an old faded orchid,
crushed between the pages of an old tattered book. An old faded orchid,
an old faded orchid,
brings me back the memory of the vow that we took. Like a leaves, my heart is crushed with rotting. Like the book, my soul is tattered and worn. Though you're gone, I feel the same old longing. I still love you, I still love you.
Friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again. And tonight's blues journey starts right now.